The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Isabel Hawke is with me. She is a consultant dermatologist from the Institute of Dermatologists. Isabel, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks a million for joining us.
So we're talking about acne because June is Acne Awareness Month. So when we talk about acne, I guess in my mind's eye, you kind of think of the spotty teenager and that's it. It affects probably an awful lot more people, does it?
Absolutely. It is most common between the ages of 15 and 30, but it can indeed affect people from birth right until the end of their life, really.
And at what point do you appear on the scene? Because I mean, a little bit of acne, I guess most people will experience it at some point and, you know, wash your face, it goes away type thing after a few years. Like, when should people start thinking about more intervention?
That is a great question. So, you know, 80 to 85% of people will experience acne at some point in their life. The vast majority of people will just have mild acne, a couple of spots here and there. Usually when the dermatologist comes into the scene is when people have tried some over-the-counter products. They might have then seen their GP, gotten some prescription products, but still haven't seen much results. And usually when they come to the dermatologist, it's right after them when they're really starting to struggle with it.
Okay, so before we talk about them and what kind of interventions are available, let's just kind of box off the standard advice just for people, you know, parents listening to this. And, you know, I guess when the kids are small, you're telling them to wash your face and stuff, but we know they don't always do it. You know, they barely brush their teeth, but they are getting to that age where they really do have to start kind of having a bit of a routine and a skincare routine and mind themselves and cleaning themselves. So how do they do it? Soap and water? Should they be buying products? What should they do?
That is a great question. The first thing I would say is that the science would show that acne, although common, it actually can have a massive effect on people's quality of life, their sense of self-worth, how they interact with their peers, etc. So I would take it somewhat seriously and don't just brush it off as something that everybody goes through. When you're at home, I think something really nice to start with is a wash that's a little bit medicated that you can buy over the counter in Boots or Dunn's or whatever it is, something like a salicylic acid wash. And when it comes to general hygiene for children and for teenagers, washing the face once a day is the general advice. And then, of course, after sports as well.
Okay, so that's the kind of the standard advice boxed off. Let's talk about when people come and they're sitting in front of you, for example. You know, what usually is the state of their acne or at what point do you say, yeah, listen, we need to do something here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I take a couple of different things into account. First of all, kind of like what I alluded to, how much impact it's having on people's quality of life. Then how active it is. With acne, basically what happens is you have overproduction of oil, and that leads to blackheads and whiteheads and then pink bumps or puss bumps and then sometimes even cysts. So I take that all into account and come up with a plan. The different treatments that are available that I kind of make a tailored approach for my patients include topical creams and gels that are medicated, oral medicines like oral antibiotics. For women, some of the oral contraceptive pills are effective. And then for the more severe cases, typically cases that have really cystic lesions that are going to be scarring, or for cases where other treatments haven't worked, we look at the medicine isotretinoin or Roaccutane.
Okay, so what is Roaccutane has been around for a long time. So talk to me a little bit about that, about its effect and some of the side effects of it as well that people are warned about.
Absolutely. So isotretinoin is one of the most effective acne treatments that we have. It works by targeting the gland in our skin which produces the oil, the sebum. So that's called the sebaceous glands. And it down-regulates it. So it decreases the amount of oil that's being made that causes this problem and shrinks down the gland. It is a derivative of vitamin A. That's what it's made from. We typically reserve it for the more severe cases because it does have some side effects. The vast majority of people tolerate it really well. But because of the side effects, we have to have a good respect for it. And we have to monitor people closely while they're taking it. Probably the biggest thing that comes up was approximately 20 years ago, there was big concern with Roaccutane and its relationship to psychiatric issues like depression. Yeah, you might have heard about that. Suicide and psychosis. Since that time, we've done a lot of research. We've looked at thousands and thousands of people that have taken this medicine. And there actually isn't evidence that there's a direct causative effect. So this is something we feel a lot more comfortable with now. We know too that having acne itself actually increases the risk of depression and suicide. So we're always really cautious in this group of patients, and we follow them closely whether or not they're getting a racketing.
What about people listening to this who had issues with acne and they've got that scarring you mentioned?
Yes.
Is there anything you can do about that later in life?
There is tons that we can do. Now, I will say a lot of my patient population, I see a little bit too late, because the earlier we can get in, the better. If we can prevent these big cysts and these big lesions from forming and prevent some of the scarring, that's, of course, the best way to address it. But after the fact, you know, we can still do many things. Some of the things that we do in our clinic are resurfacing procedures, microneedling, sometimes dermal fillers, injections. So there's a lot we can do for scarring too, but definitely the best approach is to try and get on top of the acne in the beginning.
There's a great question in here, and it kind of touches on a load of different questions that I was going to ask. So I'll put this to you. David says, I never had acne. I'm 36 and I'm a man. 9 months ago, I had a bad acne flare up on my forehead. I find it a never-ending cycle. I changed my diet. I was going to ask you about diet. I've got an excellent skincare routine. I gently cleanse, hyaluronic acid, targeted treatment, moisturizer, SPF, all quality brands for sensitive skin. But the cycle will not stop. It starts to clear, it fades away, and it comes right back.
That's a great situation to discuss, because I think a lot of the time we talk about acne in the context of teenagers, but actually adult acne exists. Typically, it's a little more common in women because we know there's a hormonal influence, and with women's menstrual cycles, it can be up and down, but it certainly can happen in men too. I think we also have to remember it is a medical problem a lot of the time. So once you get to the point where you're doing everything that's available over the counter and you're still not getting too much better, that will be the time to approach your GP or a dermatologist to get a personalized plan. Diet is a really good thing to bring up. And we do have evidence now to know that high sugar diets, so diets that are really high in the glycemic index, like full sugar Cokes and chocolate, all those really delicious things that we all love, they can trigger acne. Another thing from the outside that can trigger acne are really thick products that are comedogenic, that clog those pores that are involved. And I do see it from time to time in men, not saying if this is the issue here or not. If men are using very thick hair product on their fringe, that can sometimes trigger forehead acne. So that might be something
to look into. The Dax wax or something.
Yes, exactly.
God, there's a blast in the past. Listen, there are loads of questions coming in. Unfortunately, we can't put them to you. We're out of time. Will you come back in again sometime soon?
I'd love to. Happy to anytime.
Yeah, because it's exactly the type of thing that people seem to respond to. Isabel Hawke is a consultant dermatologist from the Institute of Dermatologists. Isabel, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.